Hey, what's going on, everybody? John Seward, President of Assurance Consulting and Testing Solutions, and you're listening to another episode of You're in Good Hands. And I haven't done a podcast yet on this, but I want to do a lot more because hopefully this can benefit many individuals and even myself of possibly of going back and listening to some of these. And that is the journey of a business owner, entrepreneur, of what you come across, how you overcome and adjust. And, you know, so I guess I kind of just start with how far I've came and understand myself, how self-aware I am in terms of not really getting so emotional anymore. Not that everything isn't a big deal. Not that it doesn't matter. It's just that I'm to the point now to where it's the next step. I can't necessarily do anything about what just occurred. I've got to take that information and almost kind of utilize it as fuel to push myself in such a way to either, you know, help someone within our organization or to help find a solution for a client or whatever it might be. I really feel as though I've gotten to that kind of calming place in which, you know, for example, so over the first 5 years in business, I believe that I want to say maybe I lost one, maybe two accounts. And we're talking somewhere in the range of, let's say, 50 over that time span. So, you know, very, very great, you know, great percentage, almost to the point to where kind of where I'm going. And that is, was it because I wasn't doing or taking enough risk, if you will? Is it because I wasn't, you know, towing that line of great service yet almost, you know, at times overbearing? Or was I too cautious? Was I so cautious that I didn't want to, you know, push anybody's buttons or do anything like that? And, you know, and I look back and I do know that that's part of it. I do know now that that I do take a little more, if you want to say, chances, but I don't think it's that. Maybe more, or maybe a little more risk. But I think the risk is very calculated because of knowledge. And so the one part in which I have learned in this journey, and that is, you just can never stop learning. And I think as an entrepreneur, you have to love the process so much and just engulf yourself. I mean, to the point in which you just can't get enough. You can't shut it off. You want to learn more. You want to do this. You want to do that because, you know, you see that if you do put that work in and you put that time in for your client, for your staff, and then, you know, and for yourself, the results show. Now, they're not maybe, you know, so visible, especially on a daily basis or anything like that. But you can really gauge yourself and look back and see, wow, you know, we've come a long way, but yet we've still got so far. And so you just kind of keep grinding. And the only problem in which I've had personally with that is shutting down. You know, you get to the point in which your brain almost just kind of, it's like it can't take any more. You're wanting to shove more in it, yet you know that you should be taking time to relax and rest, but you want to do more, you know, and especially whenever I think that you are destined for something, as I feel as though I am, and that is in the service industry, because it's just something in which I absolutely love to do. I mean, I love to serve others. I love to find ways that I can help that other person, that I can help the other business, that I can help, you know, a teammate of mine that I'm working with, and they might have an issue, or vice versa, to be honest, you know, that they can serve me in such a way that it helps me get better. And at first it wasn't like that. You know, I enjoyed work. I've always enjoyed work, but I didn't find that kind of that passion part, if you will, until over the last few years, in which I really just, I don't know, it's just, maybe it's something in which, because I'm not far, you know, far along in the journey, if you will, at 6 years, but maybe it's something that just clicks. Maybe it doesn't for some, it does for others, you know, because really I think the point in which it really did and hit home for myself was whenever our business was doing very, very well. This was, you know, about 4 years in, and you know, we had grown exponentially, almost to a fault in terms of we didn't necessarily know how to handle it. Well, when all of that started to happen, and seeing, you know, the money aspect and this and that, and we haven't really had any big issues, and I started to get comfortable, and I have now learned that comfortable is just one. I don't know how real it is. If you're comfortable, to me, that's just not living, but comfortable is just not good. Comfortable, you're not thinking when you're comfortable. And so I almost enjoy it, if you will, and relish whenever, you know, some negativity comes our way, some adversity, and it allows me to stay grounded and really press forward and look for solutions and ways and understand where I've been, where I've come from, and get grounded and focused on where I'm going. So I want to try to continue to do these. If you could give me some feedback on it, if there's ever any questions out there concerning, you know, how the business got started, what we do, or, you know, what roadblocks I have ran into personally, even with my family. I mean, all of it's, you know, intertwined. It all works together. It's binary. And so, please, you know, give me some feedback, ask some questions, and hopefully I can, help somebody out there start their business, and, maybe they can help me. So I appreciate you tuning in this week. And, this is John Seward over and out with You're in Good Hands with Assurance. So long.